10,000 marijuana plants worth about $1 million were growing on a pot plantation deep in the Shawangunk National Forest. 22 law enforcement agencies took part in the 10-month investigation and raid. It wasn't cheap. Ashland County Sheriff Mick Brennan says they ran up 105 hours of overtime, costing them about $9,000.
It's something that you can't budget for, an investigation of this nature and of this, the size and magnitude of this. On the same token, if we weren't being able to be reimbursed for it, we would still be aggressive in the enforcement of that because it is part of our jobs to enforce that and to make the community safer by taking these drugs off the street.
A federal drug enforcement agency program funnels money through the Department of Justice to reimburse local agencies. Eastern Wisconsin Criminal Investigation Director David Spakowitz says large-scale raids need local help.
Absolutely. I mean, we would not be able to function as efficiently or as effectively without the assistance of local and county sheriff's departments, not only personnel assets, but also their equipment.
Spakowitz expects overtime costs for this raid to exceed $38,000, about the same as a similar raid last year in the Nicolet National Forest in Oconto County.
Over the last couple of years, we've seen a significant increase in what we call these occupied marijuana grow operations. The firearms that were recovered from the site, the remoteness of the site, the amount of public that uses our national and state lands is significant, and there is a significant public safety risk.
Spakowitz says more than half of the overtime expenses were reimbursed in the Oconto raid. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.